One, two, three. All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We are back with Lust Academy. The reason why is because acting lessons not doing so great, so we're going to do both of these simultaneously. So you're going to see a little bit of acting lessons and a little bit of Lust Academy rather than just a full acting lessons. So let's go ahead and get started. Welcome to the Cordale Academy of Magic and Wizardry. This place looks so epic. Excuse me, can we look around here? Impressive, isn't it? We are part of the proud we are proud of the history of our academy. Many great wizards are depleted. Many great wizards are depicted on murals and goblins? G-O-B-E-L-I-N-S. Goblins? Throughout
goblins.
Goblins. No, it's probably goblins. Throughout the institution. But it would be better if you don't get distracted by this majesty. Better focus on your exam. You'll have plenty of time to gaze all these over later. Wait, who's that gorgeous girl behind him? Oh, Miss Lepus. Oh, there we go. She reminds me a little bit of Jill. Good evening, Victoria. The applicants have arrived. I know, Jacob. But what are you doing here? It's up to the examiner to meet the applicants. I am the examiner, so this is my task. Care to explain yourself? Right. So the deal is, Headmaster had a hard time reaching you, and he asked me to meet the students, just in case you won't be able to make it. Don't overthink it. How strange, I didn't receive any messages from him. Thank you, Jacob. From this point, I'll take the lead. Sure, I will inform the Headmaster that you've shown up. Good luck at the exam, Vicky. Applicants, please gather around me. My name is Victoria Lapis. I don't know if that's Lapis, like, or is it Lapis? It's probably Lapis. I am a teacher of battle magic, and your examiner. Surely you've noticed the mural behind me. It depicts the legendary Melissa Owlsight, the first mage to ever set her foot on the lands of North America, and the teacher of the four founders of Cordale Academy. When Melissa was on her deathbed, she united four of her students to continue her path, and with her dying breath, she conjured the first stone for this building. Only the most diligent students will ever reach her greatness. Every mage who used to study in Cordale Academy dreams of finding the way to obtain her hidden knowledge. Who knows? Maybe one of you can do it. But first you'll have to prove yourself worthy by passing my exam. Good luck with that. Knowing Jacob, I'll assume that he came up with an excuse not to answer your questions, so I'll have to. Ask your questions. You said you teach battle magic. What is that? That's right. Here. Holy shit. This is real. Frickin' fireball. Take a good look, applicants. This is what my lessons are about. I will teach you attacking and defending spells so that you can stand up for yourself. The world of magic is far from harmless. Other questions? Tell us about Cordale Academy. Cordale is the oldest and most prestigious academy for magic and wizardry in the New World. Throughout three courses, you will learn the basics of all schools of magic allowed in America. You will discover your specialization. If, of course, you pass my exam and can stay here. Anything else? How is it that everyone knows that Cordale is a prestigious educational institution, yet most of the people think that magic is not real? I thought things like that fireball of yours would get viral or something. Magic! Oh, more precisely, the painstaking work of the PR department. And a little bit of magic. All your friends and family know that you're going to the Cordale, an elite Ivy League level educational institution. All the rest is done for us in their imagination. It's strange. I'm 99% sure that Don and Olivia know what's going on. Either your PR department is underperforming or Sam told them. Next time I meet Samantha, we should discuss this. Right now, they're certain that you're getting some respected profession. Other questions? What will be on the exam? You all might have noticed something unusual after your trip on our train. Right now, you're all overwhelmed with magical power. All that's left for you is to show me how to use it. Or show me how you use it, rather. During the examination. How can I show something that I've never done before? Trust me, if you have the potential, it'll happen. More questions? What spell have you used to seduce me? It's working. I feel it. Really? What's your name? Grim. Grimlord. That sounds familiar. Do you have any family members who studied here in Cordale? I don't know. I'm an orphan.
Being a dick and,
my friend and flatmate Samantha Rose studies here. Completely different dev. Is that so? Well, in this case, the dev in this is Bear in the Woods. It would be a pity if the friend of my most talented student was kicked out of the academy just because he decided to make fun of the examiner before the exam. What do you think? But then you'll lose the chance to teach your most new most talented student. Mr. Lord, you have a sharp tongue. Let's hope that this is not your only talent if you want to pass my exam. Do you still have questions? No more questions. I'm ready. I'm afraid we can't make people wait much longer. I hope I managed to answer all your questions. Applicants, please follow me. Attention! The exam will take place on an individual basis. We'll meet in the classroom 1. To get to the classroom, you need to go to the second door on the left, on the other side of the garden. Excuse me, Miss Lapis. Or Miss Lapis, whatever. I think it's Lapis. Yes? Is the fountain behind your back magical? Oh, the meek dame? Nice spot. You've got a good magical feeling, young lady. Statue is far older than the fountain itself. Legends say that it came from Cordoba, was one of the founders, and that it contains great evil magic. But don't get too scared. It's been around here forever, even when I was a student, and not once was it activated. Till now. Despite a lot of horror stories sophomores will tell you. I don't want to ruin all the fun for the older kids. But according to them, every doorknob in this castle has a dark secret. Alright, let's focus on the exam, shall we? Second door on the left, as I've said. You can enter when I announce next. Anyone who tries to peek in on the exam will be sent home. Let's get started. Good luck! Oh man, I know I should be focused on magic, but she is so gorgeous. What do y'all think? I think she looks even better than Jill.
She definitely got a big old butt.
Good lord, she got a big old everything. Damn it. Focus, Grass, my kind of woman. Focus, Grim. This is my chance to start a new life. As a freaking wizard. Look out, Victoria. Here I go. Oh, is that Haley? I promised her that I would catch up with her after getting off the train. I need to talk to her. Grim, there you are. Get in the line for exams. You can go after me. Hey, Haley. There's a line already? Of course, I'm 7th. We agreed back on the platform just in case it was when you were away. By the way, where have you been? Did you find your friend? Yeah, she wanted to warn me about the exam. About what exactly? Sam told me that we only have one shot. Either we pass, or it's over. They'll erase your memory of magic and Cordale. Wait, are you sure? That's what I've heard. No, no way. I don't believe this. It can't be real. I only just learned about magic. There's still so many secrets to discover.
That's it can't be real, but the magic, obvious.
Calm down, Haley. I'm sure you'll pass the exam. You just need to believe in yourself like I believe in you. Will you do this for me? He's so nice to me. Thank you, Grim. I'll try to. That's great, and I'll try to find out something else. Damn. And damn again. And damn again.
They're all good.
Well, they wanted to go ahead and show them. They said, oh, you like the look of those girls? Here's a little closer look of them. How can you dream of getting into Leonhardt? They're losers. Yeah. What will you achieve with kindness and self-sacrifice? These are not fairy tales, but life, Lily. How can you be happy if for the sake of success? You have to sacrifice friends, cheat, lie, and deceive. Who can dream of getting into Adarin? Hey, you! Who, me? Yeah, you! Arbitrate us! What? We're arguing about houses. Which one is better? I think that there's nothing better than getting into Leonhardt. And I believe that Adarin is a cut above any other. All successful magicians have been part of our house. What do you think? Well, who are you anyway? What are these houses? Sorry, we seem to get too caught up now. We seem to have gotten too caught up in the argument. My name is Lily, and I'm Naomi. What's yours? Or what's your name, rather? I'm trying to translate the Eurojank. I am Grimlord. Nice to meet you. Sorry for jumping on you like that, Grim. We were discussing the houses we want to enter and argued a lot. No problem. So what houses are we talking about? Have you never heard of the four great houses? You're probably not one of the hereditary magicians, right? I've heard that most magicians only learn about magic when they're invited to study it. Is that so? Yeah, isn't it how it should be for everyone? Actually, yeah, rules are for everyone. But our families are hereditary purebred sorcerers. We know some of the secrets of the world since childhood. Turns out that you have an advantage over us. Just a little. Yeah, only in theory. Purebred children, like other magicians, are strictly forbidden to practice magic before entering the Wizarding Academy. I see, and yet, what of the houses? The Academy was founded by four powerful sorceresses. Each has created their own house and taught students as they saw fit. Mm-hmm. House selection is the most important thing in Cordale. You choose your future connection, friends, reputation, and drinking pals. Incredibly interesting, but don't you think we have a bigger concern right now? What are you talking about? What could be more important than the house? Entrance examination? How do you plan to get into the house if you don't get into the academy? That's easy. Consider that we've already entered. Why such confidence? Pureblood wizards always do good on exams. The magic is in our blood. We won't have any problems with the exam. So the house is what's most important. I'm glad for you, but it won't help me. Next. Oh, crap. I've completely lost track of the line. Should I ask someone or should I just go? Hey, who was after Haley? Oh shit, it's me. Good luck. Bye. Well, here we go. I literally feel goosebumps right now. My first magic exam. Come on, Grim, let's not make it our last one. Good day, Miss Grimlord. Yeah, I've remembered you. Come in. Go to the center of the room. Stand across from the board. Your task is to create a simple magical glyph in the air. You're making it sound so easy. Are you ready?
That's a quick save.
Maybe a good luck kiss? I'll assume that's just your stress talking, Mr. Grimm. Stop this childish behavior. Are you ready? Alright, let's focus on something you feel passionate about. It's been so long since I was with a girl. Maybe that waitress after the cup match last March? No, I can barely remember her face. Maybe, nah. Oh snap, I can't remember anything. Guess I'm gonna have a hard time. Once you started casting a spell, concentrate and try to form a magic glyph. Channel your magic powers into this glyph. Your goal is to be as accurate as you can. This way your spell is the strongest. You'll have three tries to prove that your magic source has potential. Got it? Yes, ma'am, I'm ready. Show us what you got, Mr. Grimm. Click and drag your mouse to draw the glyph on the screen. You have 10 seconds. Oh my god, I suck. 100%.
Did it?
Yes. Pleasant surprise, Mr. Grimm. I can see you have good potential. Hell yes, I do. That was too easy. Let's see if you can do even better. Uh-uh. Bring it on.
I'm gonna give you a sh. Oh, never mind.
Click and drag your mouse to draw the glyph on the screen. You have 7 seconds. 81. Very good, Mr. Grimm. Clear that you have potential. Oh yeah, I do. That was too easy. Let's see how good you can use it right now. Your last try. Go!
Come on now.
Oh, let's redo that. Alright. Congratulations. You're now officially part of Cordale Academy. I did it. Fuck yeah. Thank you, Victoria. Mr. Grimm, I understand that you're happy, but mind your language. I miss La Peace for you. You have to be much better at magic to call me Victoria. Oh, was that a clue? Or was I imagining it? All accepted students are invited to our annual welcoming feast. Go back to the inner garden and find the door opposite the front hall. That's all. Dismissed. All right, have a good one. Did you pass too? Great. Now I have someone to sit with. Let's go. Wait, shouldn't we wait for the others? It'll take forever. We better go to the main hall and get seats. I heard that the headmaster will be giving the opening speech. Cool, let's go. Wow, this place is huge. Magnificent view. They can make a fortune just by selling guided tours here. Let's take seats near the teacher's desk, shall we? Sure, why not? So, were you nervous? During exam. Are you kidding me? I'm so excited to be here. When I started casting a spell, that felt so good. I've never felt better. Really? I was worried I'd fail. You? Stop it with your jokes. I'm serious. I don't know, Grimm. You seem to be that type of guy who does not like to lose. So I was sure you wouldn't. Aha! I wish I had your confidence in my persona. We'll work on this later. Deal. Hey, look! It's Miss Lapice on the stage. Who's that old dude beside her? Maybe the headmaster? I think we'll find out soon enough. Looks like something's about to start. Attention, students! Let's welcome the headmaster of the academy, Sir Arthur Dorme the Fourth.
Thank you, Miss Lapis. As the headmaster and curator of this academy, I am delighted to welcome everyone to Cor Dale. Many of you have been here for years and already know our rules and customs. I hope you'll continue to show zeal and passion for learning this year. First year students, this is a special night for you. Joining Cor Dale will divide your life into before and after. But remember, to become a part of the world of magic and master it, you need to study really hard. Now, if you do not wish to meet the most terrible death, I strongly advise you to avoid the right corridor on the third floor. Also, try not to wander around the castle after midnight without a teacher. The wizarding world is fascinating, but it can be very dangerous. But one more thing. Tonight you'll perform the rite to decide which house you'll join. Miss Lapis will guide you through the details. Victoria, darling, I yield the floor. Thank you, Arthur. Students, it's time to start the rite. I need your utter attention. Now we will commit the eldest tradition of Cor Dale. The book you see in front of you, the oldest artifact of Cor Dale. This is the Sorting Foliant. It was created by the four founders of the Academy. Each of them sealed part of her soul inside the book. Oh, it's a Horcrux. I'm sorry, you said they sealed their souls? Well, parts of their souls. Define parts, please. How is it even possible to divide your soul? It's magical arithmetic. You'll learn this lesson later. Just believe me that there's parts of their souls. Let's get back to the ritual, shall we? This book will define your future at this academy. Your friends, teachers, future opportunities. Everyone in the world of wizardry revolves around their connections made inside these walls. There are four houses named after the four founders of Cor Dale. Each follows the vision of its founder. Leona Leonhardt. She believed that only courage and nobility could make a magician great. Naturally. The House of Leonhardt also includes people who honor her teachings. Katrina Adarin. She thought that only pure-blood sorcerers are worthy. Her cunning and dedication have no match. Those are the basis of the principles of the Adarin House. Frida Crowhive. She chose to acquire all knowledge of the nature of magic, forsaking her personal ambitions. The Crowhive House is for people who are ready to continue her journey. Gina Martindon. Many thought she was talentless, but she became great by relying on hard work and patience. Only with these qualities can you get into the Martindon House. Hope I'm not the first to choose. I don't want to end up on some loser house, alone, far away from all the hot sheiks I've met today. All right, everything is ready for the ceremony, so the personnel name should come to the table.
put his or her hand over the right page and tell us where the book sorted him or her. How'll we know? Trust me, you'll know. So the first person is... let's see. Naomi Banks. Haha, yes. Drag, I wanted to be the first. These two, are they ever nervous? Alright, book. You know what to do. Out of it or nothing. Whoa, I feel... Oh, oof. Ah. Adarin, congratulations. Those who were sorted, please exit to the inner garden. Your prefix will meet you there. Next up, Haley Ranger. Oh gosh, I'm so nervous. Do you know where you want to end up? I gave it a thought. I'd either be Leonhardt or Crowhive. Nice choice, I guess. Good luck. Thank you. I need to think of the house I want to join. Maybe the book feels such things. I'm ready. Oh, wow. It's so beautiful. What's happening to me? Ah. I'm Leonhardt. Yeah. Congratulations. All right. Next is Lily Aoki. Yay. It's my turn. Wish me luck. Leonhardt, please. How intriguing. Please, let it be Leonhardt. Oh, my. Ah. Leonhardt. Why does everybody get to go where they want? Congratulations. And the next one is... Grimlord! Yes! Where do I want to go? Every house got some juice. Okay, don't know what he means by that. I know nothing about girls in Martindale and Crowhive. Well, both Leonhardt and Adarin got some juice. Anyway, it's up to the book to decide. Are you ready for the ceremony? What does this choice mean? How does choosing a house affect us? It's a great honor and even a greater responsibility to represent your house. The houses compete every year to see who's the best. And they also receive incredible awards. The house with the most points at the end of the year wins. All your academic success will earn points, but disciplinary offenses will, however, take them away. I think that's going to be part of the game.
Put you in the last one, probably.
Understood. If you don't I'm ready. Put your hand over the right page. Is that all? That's all. Phew! I was sure there'd be some kind of trick. It feels so strange. The energy that floats around the book. Feels as if my hand is sinking into it. Wait, what's happening? Whoa, where am I? Name. What? Say your name. Grim. Grimlord. And who are you? Come closer, Grim. Oh. They don't look like humans.
They're the witches.
Hey, I was just... Yeah, they're the mages or whatever. Hey, I was just... Silence. Let me take a look. Nothing interesting. Oh, what a shame. First I thought I sensed something within you. But you're too boring. Sorry. Boring? Wait a minute, lady. Don't pay attention to them. They're too blind to notice. Since the first moment I saw you, I can feel your potential. Yes. Pure blood flows in you. You are indeed an interesting one. What's going on? Am I dreaming? Shh. Stop with all these questions. Look at me. I sense that you have an honorable soul. I can sense courage in your heart. You will become a Leonhardt student. My protege. Not so fast. Leona, I won't let you steal him. Listen to me. Your blood is strong, and your character is not devoid of cunning and determination. You can be the greatest. I'm assigning you to the Adarin House. Can't you see, Katrina? Grim is a brave Leonhardt soul. Leonhardt will guide him on a just path. The only path for him is Adarin. He is a pure-blood magician. We can fuel his potential. I sense his loneliness and pain. Adarin will only hurt him more. He needs a family. He'll find one at Leonhardt. I won't let you bury his potential. You want to fight for him? No need. What do you suggest? Would somebody care to explain to me what's going on? Be patient, darling. There's one way to decide which one of us will be the better for you. The way requires one test. But I think you won't regret it. You've got to be thankful. You're the first student in a few decades. It's so interesting to both of us. Usually one of us is more persistent, but this time it seems to be a tie. So what does it mean for me? I'm not going to be expelled because of that, will I? Ah ha ha. Only if you can't satisfy any of us with that impressive cock.
Wait, what?
What do you mean? Don't get scared, honey. Relax, feel the energy in the air. Let it flow through you. I'm sure you won't disappoint me. Let me take a closer look. What a marvelous magic wand you have! Don't I get to vote here? I'm sorry, did I hear any objections? No, ma'am. That's a good boy. Show us the strength of your lion.
Took out the magic
eye. Oh, yes. Do you like it? Feels so good. It's been a while since I've gotten touched there. It's getting bigger. I'm impressed.
I call it Sauron.
I wonder if it fills in my little mouth. Do you want me to try it? You're too shy, Leona. Let me help you. Here. Yes, just like that. Get him ready for the main course. Let me show you what Adarin has to offer, Grim. Okay. Mmm. Ah. Feels like her magic. Wraps around my dick. And fills me up with power.
Magic, ah. You're delicious.
Giving real pleasure. Greedy as always. Grabbing all that attention. You want your turn? How else would you get a first-class blowjob? Well, if you are so confident, try it.
I love to see those tits, and she touches herself, lights up, got a nightlight.
I dare you. Get on your knees. I'm not afraid of this challenge, Leona. Very good. But first, let me show you a body of a real woman, Grim. Now we're equal. But Katrina, love, I think you'll need a better pose. I'll help you. What do you do? Shh. Don't talk. You'll hurt him with your teeth. Open your mouth wider if you want to fit it in. Oh, yes. It's amazing. Ah, ugh. Each time my dick hammers a throat. Mmm. Gulp. I feel so much power. Oh, wow. What do you think, Katrina? Do you like it? It's amazing. You've impressed her, Grim. But did she manage to impress you? Let me show you what you can miss. I see how you look at us. The lust will give you power. Or excuse me, this lust will give you power. But it's only the beginning. Is she really going to take off her bottom? Don't you like what you see? Don't you want to choose me? Choose Leonhardt,
in
you
reality,
sneaky little.
He's standing in front of the
boat,
I
know,
with the heart on. And the teacher's like, what in the fuck's going on?
Whore! You think you've got something I don't? You wasted no time either, didn't you? I'm not gonna step back so easily. You and your touchy attitude, trying to take the initiative. He'll be mine, even if I have to go further. Nothing you can do about it. Shut up! Gosh, sometimes you get too loud. Grim, our time is almost up. We have one final step to do, together. Will you let us finish this once and for all? I'm always ready for action, girls. Mm-hmm. Oh, look at him, Katrina. The boy speaks like a man. Don't try to change the subject. You've just silenced me in front of my student. One more time and you're going to regret it. You're upset, I understand that. But look at him. Do you really want to keep that majestic cock waiting? You're right. Girls, if you settle your quarrels, let's get to business. I'm getting cold. We're so sorry, dear. Guess we'll have to beg for your forgiveness. Katrina, are you sorry? I am. Terribly sorry, but I'll try my best to do whatever I can to please a future Adarin member. Will you? Even if Grim chooses Leonhardt? You're delusional if you still hope to get him, Leona. We'll see. Hey, champion. Are you lonely? Want us to keep you warm? Well, looking at you, I've realized that I could use some heat. From that icicle? I'll show you what is the real heat. It feels like I'm interested. Yes. I still need to think about what to choose. And while I'm busy, you both have work to do. Ah, yes, just like that. Both of them are channeling their energy through their tongues. If that's so good, I wonder how sex feels.
Sounds like charity.
But her energy is something special. It feels right. Ah, ah. What is this? Oh, you can zoom in. Oh, we got multiple angles. Adarin or Leonhart? I have to choose. Adarin is tempting, but Sam is Leonhart, so is Haley, and that Asian chick, Lily?
Yeah.
And most importantly, Leona sucks so much better. What did you just say? Me? Nothing. Don't you dare. You think I can't read your thoughts? You must be half-witted. What a joke. And I've wasted my time on you. Wait, I've had no idea. What a disgrace. Congratulations, Leona. It seems that you've got another loser in the Leonhart family. I didn't mean to hurt her. I've just... Hey, what are you looking at? It's rude to ignore a girl who gives better blowjobs. Let me prove you that you're right. Let's get your magic wand ready for action. Oh, yes. It's getting bigger and bigger. Is that your special magical talent? Or were you just shy when we started? You want it to get really big? Then you need to talk less and do more. I know you like the attitude. Ah, mm-hmm. Gulp. Ah, Okay, multiple angles, guys.
Well, that's pretty neat.
I'm going to go.
Well,
take that. Ah, goal. Take it. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. It tastes like pure magic. Phew. You've chosen with your heart. May it continue to lead you because it is in the heart that passion arises. You're a Leonhart now. Oh, wow. For the Leonhart, congratulations. You completed the ritual, Mr. Grimm. So, Leonhart? Interesting. All right. Please head back to the inner garden. The head of your house will meet you near the fountain. Understood. So nice to feel the fresh air in my skin again. Whoops. I'm still filled to the brim with Leona's magical energy.
Did you choose that, or did it choose
for you? It chose for me. I hope it'll last. Everything feels so good right now. Is it the guy Victoria was talking about? Is he waving at me? Yo. I think there might have actually been a...
I wasn't worried about it. I figure he got in the right one.
Leonhart freshman? Yeah, hi. I'm looking for the head of Leonhart House. Is that you? Precisely so. My name is Elijah Bloom, but you can call me L. I'm a third year student and the new head of the Leonhart House. What about you? Grimlord. Nice to meet you. Same to you. Where's Haley and Lily? Oh, I see you already know the other newcomers. The Asian chick felt sick after the ritual, so the other one took her to the ladies' room. Anyway, don't let this ruin your moment. Congratulations. Glad that Leonhart chose you. You've no idea how lucky you are, boy. Leonhart is the craziest party. Seas of booze and fairy dust. Odd chicks who are just waiting to get in your pants and feel your nobility in themselves. Remember this in Harry Potter? Excellent. Where do we start?
Oh, yeah.
Wow, first day in Cordale and you're already eager to fight. I respect that, but don't be in a hurry. The headmaster strictly forbids hazing newcomers on the very first day. He says that this will put an end to all the magicians. So there won't be a party tonight. I see. Listen, Grimm, I've got a good feeling about us. What do you mean? I think this is the beginning of a great friendship. As the new head of the Leonhart, I'm inventing the new tradition. Selfies! You're kidding, right? Gosh, it seems like he's not. I need to choose a cool pose. Damn. Hey, I wasn't ready. Really? Come on. Yeah, maybe it's good. Let's take a look. Look at you. You're so much cuter than me. Is he joking or what? Hey, it's Haley. Ah, cool. Here come the ladies. You said Lily felt sick? Yeah. She's pale and looks sick when I saw her the first time. She looks lovely now. I hope it's fine. And that's how I realized that my best friend is imaginary. I subconsciously brought the doll to life with magic. Ah, oh, you're so talented. I can't even imagine doing something like that. You just need some time around wizardry to find your source of power. Trust me. Hey! Girls, is everything okay? Yeah, thank you for asking. I feel better. Grim, you're here too. Hey, again. I'm so glad. Alright, boys and girls. It's getting colder. Let's continue our chit-chat on the move. Follow me. Okay. Oh, wow. That's the dorm. Looks like pretty much any college dorm, though, right? But there's magic. So if you liked being a dick, but you said, you know, I liked being a dick, but where's the magic? Well, that's what we're doing here with Lust Academy. So I hope you guys enjoy this, and we are going to continue this along with acting lessons until either Being a Dick or City of Broken Dreamers drops another chapter. So, oh, and when they're done, we'll go back to these. So we have stuff to fall back on. And when we finish that, we have even more stuff to fall back on. You have no idea. At any rate, this is the Grim Lord and Dead Penetration, and we are out, and we'll see you next time on Grimm's Uncanny Valley.
Later.